folks, and welcome to the outdoor show, The Bend. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, aka Beck. And as always, we love hearing from all of you. Comments, stories, ideas, field reports. Get a hold of us anytime. You can call or text 305-900-BEND. That is 305-900-2363. Or shoot us an email at any time at bendradioshow@gmail.com. Joining me as always is my producer, sound engineer, and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Jam-packed show, folks. That's what this week is going to be. Jam-packed this episode. Why? Because what's around the corner as we're getting ready and we're flipping the calendar for February? Jam-packed because that means Super Bowl. What better thing to talk about in Super Bowl? We don't care about who's playing in it. We're more concerned about what food is going to be at the Super Bowl.
The vittles.
Yes. So we've got what's trending and we've got ideas on how you can make it a successful, fun event for all of your friends and family. Plus, Valentine's Day is not that far away. And we're going to have a little fun with this one. We're going to do a little bit of a what to buy him and what to buy her. You're going to find out what Tigger has to say, what you guys like and would prefer when it comes to this special holiday of love.
My opinion,
as well as I'm going to chime in and let you know, guys, what us gals expect and love. The Bend Show starts now. With the Super Bowl only a week away, I needed to let you all know about this latest food tapping trend so that you're not caught off guard if you happen to see it on a menu or at a party. Now, it's been debated over the years. Tigger, you and I have even talked about this. Does pineapple belong on pizza, aka otherwise known as Hawaiian style pizza?
You know, I will eat it, but I prefer a different kind of pizza. Mm-hmm. I'll just leave it there. I love pineapple, but
we'll eat it if it's there.
If it's there, but it's not my go-to.
Neither of us are the type of person to just order it.
Right.
Well, get this. This winter trend, the trend right now for during the winter month this year, the winter months, let me say that correctly, this year is putting kiwi on pizza. Have you heard about that?
No, this isn't going to be a play on words, haha, like a fruit pizza.
No.
You're talking a legitimate...
A legitimate,
tomatoey sauce.
They're saying, you heard me right. They're saying, hold off on the pineapple and throw on the kiwi. Lovers of this idea say it pairs well with ham and cheese, and chefs are weighing in on it as well. The chefs are adding it to their restaurant menus as an option, as they say, kiwi is actually plentiful in the winter months, as when if you look at the growing seasons, March through July is typically prime pineapple season.
So is that because of the acidic nature of a kiwi that it pairs well? I don't know how that stuff works, but I know like you put strawberry and cheese together. And so is it because of the acidic nature of a kiwi that it pairs well with?
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't tried it yet. You and I are going to have to dive into this one.
I'll try it. I like kiwis.
So in case you happen across this on a menu, I didn't want you to be alarmed by it or think you read a mistypo or something like that.
I think it's going to take a little while before this catches on.
I would agree.
We'll do a little R&D and we'll get back with everybody.
I did check Pizza Hut right now, though. They are not planning to offer this as an option if you were thinking about ordering that now tonight. All right, I know we're starting off the show talking a lot about food here, but I've got one more that made headlines this week, and we're talking about what they're calling superfoods. Have you heard the latest? Algae has been in the news. Yes, I know. Everyone's thinking about their stock dams, the smaller lakes. Here's what I've got for you. The University of California, San Diego researchers are saying that algae is going to be the next hot superfood. They are saying it is high in protein, vitamins, and minerals, and that some varieties of algae even contain antioxidants.
Okay, so when we get a chance, we've watched the show Alone. Mm-hmm. I love it. I would love to be on that show. And there have been some of the people that have won the $500,000 on that show. And they survived off of kelp, which is in the same family as algae.
Correct.
So it's, I guess I can see why they are saying that would be a superfood. Because algae, if that's there, that means that it is actually a healthy environment.
That right? you're exactly right. And they're talking about how it can be grown in salt water. There's actually a lot of benefits to it. However, I think you and I can both say the verdict is still out in our household. As let's be real, you know,
I have a hard time getting you to eat lettuce.
I was just gonna say,
we're
still working on getting enough spinach or blueberries in our diet, much less try algae. The next headline: Apple products, and we're talking about your technology, your iPhones, your Apple Watches. Well, they've been in the news all winter, and if you remember back, we were talking about how Apple iPhone 14s were dialing 911 false alarms, primarily around winter sports like skiing, snowboarding, kids sledding to snowmobilers, anything that causes one person to come to a very abrupt, fast stop.
They were dialing by themselves?
Yes, they have a crash detection feature in the iPhone, the Apple iPhone 14. Well, it's come to light that it's not just the Apple iPhone that has this detection feature in it. Also, the Apple Watches have the feature. A report earlier in the week from Red Lodge in Montana said that they have an increase of more than 30% more 911 misdials than they did last year. And they are blaming this on this new feature with the Apple iPhone 14 and the Apple Watches. Now, 911 emergency officials across many areas of the country are asking people to please turn off these features, especially in areas where they are participating in winter sports, as the constant calls are causing more harm than good, as resources are being robbed to respond to false alarms, leaving longer wait times for actual 911 emergencies. Next, youth clay trap shooting. We're bringing it to your attention. As many high schools with organized teams are in the midst of application time, and we want to remind you so you do not miss those deadlines. And for those of you that may not be aware, U.S. high school clay target shooting has quickly become one of America's fastest growing sports, which is wonderful to hear, as this is, we all know, a lifelong sport. And if your area does not have a team, by the way, we encourage you to get involved and help our youth become knowledgeable in this lifelong sport. Right now, some states even offer grants for establishing new high school class target teams. For example, the North Dakota Game and Fish right now is offering a $1,000 grant to aid in the purchase of gear and equipment needed for a new team. This is a great activity. Again, a lot of colleges and universities are also adding this to their sports programs as well, where there is potential for future scholarships for these youth as they excel. Now, I know I get a little bit excited about it, but I gotta be honest, trap shooting is one of my favorite sports. When we come back, love is in the air. Stay where you are. We'll be right back. We've all probably been in a situation where we needed to make a phone call and couldn't because we didn't have signal or reception. We couldn't get a text out, a message, nothing. It can be downright scary when it feels like we're cut off from the world and a person needs to be located, or we need to locate someone. That's where Atlas Tracks comes in. Atlas Tracks owner, Carolyn Stash.
It's called Atlas Tracks. We handle GPS trackers. We recently added safety products, so life rafts and satellite phones and all marine electronics.
So it's beacons, safety gear, tracking devices that I can use anywhere?
No, absolutely. It's everywhere. I have personal beacons that people take hiking. I take mine skiing. Guys are taking them backcountry in Montana. So I do have people going deer hunting for days. They'll take them on their ATVs. But it's for every outdoor adventure sport needing to be located when you're out of cellular range.
Head to atlastracks.com. That's tracks with an X. Atlas Tracks.
The hunt is planned. The guide is booked. The trip is blocked off in the calendar. But one huge detail remains, preserving that trophy, creating a memory that will last a lifetime. Little Rack Taxidermy has that fast, friendly service to fulfill your taxidermy in a timely, professional manner. Reach out to Heather with Little Rack Taxidermy through Facebook at Little Rack Taxidermy or send an email to heatherjoe23@hotmail.com. Little Rack Taxidermy, bringing back the natural look.
Shooting ducks, skinning bucks, I'm a hunting princess in a pickup truck.
In the field, on the farm, or in the saddle, we're right there with you, in your pocket, on your phone, and everywhere you go. RFD TV Now. Current ag reports, geo-targeted weather, live streaming 24/7, and our full collection of shows you love at the tip of your finger. At less than $10 a month, it's the cheapest tool on the farm. Download the app today and start watching RFD TV Now.
Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Show, The Bend. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. And we're going to tackle, you know, what if those dates on the calendar that sometimes we all kind of cringe at, what do you do for Valentine's Day? Or even, say, an upcoming birthday, anniversary, special occasion. Well, we're going to go from a he versus she standpoint on this. And so I'm going to throw you, Tigger, into the hot seat first. And so when it comes a man's point of view, what kind of gifts do you, a guy's perspective, what kind of gifts would you say that you guys appreciate the most?
Okay, if we're talking just like Valentine's Day coming up and birthdays, honestly, I think we appreciate cool stuff, right? But if we need something, we're going to go get it. Like I was saying, we're fussy. I mean, we like a particular kind of pliers or a particular pocket knife.
Okay.
So if we like something or we need something, we're going to go out and get it anyway. So I would say go out and have a steak dinner where I want to eat, maybe. My favorite place to eat.
Okay, so hold on. Let's stop first there where you said about being particular about maybe any of your tools. And I bet that would also include your camouflage to your different brands that you support.
Your gear. Anything you're using that for work or pleasure.
So that unless you know exactly what your other half has been really, really wanting to get, you probably don't want to go down that avenue.
Because we appreciate the thought, right?
Right. But just so there's not that awkward feeling of, I needed it in this camel print pattern versus the other one. Okay.
Right.
But otherwise, you're saying, though, from a guy's point of view, you do enjoy being taken out for, say, a special steak supper.
Yes.
Maybe to a new distillery that has some new whiskeys you could try.
Okay, that's a great idea.
How about a cigar lounge?
Now you're talking my language.
Okay.
Because that's something that I like, that I enjoy.
That makes sense. And if you feel like you want to give that man in your life something special they can still open, what do you think about this idea? When I brought up cigar lounges, for example, I know a lot of gentlemen that like to sit around and have, you know, enjoy a little bit of whiskey, a little fine panache, and have a cigar. And I saw recently in some of these nice cigar lounges how you can buy a flight of different flavors.
Yes.
Cigars.
Yes.
So that would be an okay thing for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But that's because you know what I'm into. And you know that I would like that.
That's true.
You put the time in. So let me turn the table on you since we're saying this and we're learning about each other as we go. So what about you? Would you want to open up a gift and unwrap it, or would you be more of the experience that we would do something together?
I am more for the experience. However, I might call this a little more high maintenance, but I do like the concept of the idea of a little bit of leading up to it. Maybe there might be a note card or something a little special written and it's hidden and you find it and it says, hey, FYI, the kids are...
So you like the buildup to it,
yes,
right?
Yes, the buildup to the anticipation to what said
adventure
is going
to
happen.
Right.
And I think also with the ladies, for us, if you do have children particularly, I think we all greatly appreciate if our other halves take it upon themselves to already have figured out those types of details. You know, grandma, mom, whoever, someone else is going to take care of the kids. There's no worries. And I would say for the ladies, we like it to be kind of spread out. We don't want to be rushed.
Do you want where the guy... I don't want to say controls, but he plans everything. So you don't have to. You don't have to think about a thing. Is that all those little, like you said, those steps, those details, it's not the destination, it's the journey. So would you prefer that I took care of all the details for you? You didn't have to think about a thing. You just get to enjoy.
I would. Here's a great example. And this is something you've even done for me recently where I woke up one morning and you said, hun, throw your baseball cap on. Let's go jump in the truck. We're heading out. And I go, I haven't even had a cup of coffee yet. But what did you do? You took me into town. And first thing we did is we grabbed coffees from a special new coffee shop that had opened.
Right.
Kind of trendy, but hadn't right. felt like I should spend the extra dollars on that cup of coffee. And we started our day with that. And then proceeded to just swing into some of those local antique shops that we never get to go to. And ended the evening at a little winery. We were able to try some new different types of wines. It was an experience, and here it was right here in our own backyard. So in conclusion, my recommendation for this Valentine's Day, take some time to be able to make some time to enjoy the most of your time. All right, folks, a week away from the big game. Up next, a few quick and easy ways to impress the guests for your upcoming Super Bowl party. Stay where you are. The Bend will be right back. Waterfowl, turkey, deer. ToxicCalls.com offers all of the various styles of calls needed to take your hunt to the next level when you create quite simply the most real sound yet. American made to boot. Order today. ToxicCalls.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Join us every week as we travel the back roads and backwaters in search of the ultimate outdoor adventure. You can find us on KOTVchannel.com, YouTube, and our local stations.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, The Bend Radio Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and I've got Tigger sitting alongside Shotgun as always. And here we are, folks. I'm going to talk about easy Super Bowl sides to make or share because we all know it's been a little while, probably about a month and a half or so now, since we had our last big holidays, whether it was Christmas or New Year's. And
that's
Super
in a week,
Bowl,
right? Yeah.
Exactly. Super Bowl week tends to be one of those, whether you are going to get together with friends or family or go to someone's house to watch it, or maybe you just take that time to do a special at-home impromptu kind of Super Bowl party with you and your kids. Here are some quick, easy suggestions to keep the headaches away and the stress levels low, especially with it being cold in this time of year. All right, one of those is, we all love our hunting, and by now most of us have made our sausages or jerkies from what we've harvested this last fall. And now is a great time to showcase those items and to share them with your friends or family, or for you yourself to maybe enjoy a little bit more of. And so the first thing I'm going to suggest is you, for example, take out some of those summer sausages you've made, those jerkies you're very proud of. Grab your favorite cheese ball. You know how that works. You throw it on a plate and there you have it. If you want to look fancy and so you can call it a charcuterie board, just throw on some extra nuts, maybe some grapes, a favorite dipping sauce like a sweet spicy mustard or a jam. And there you added a little panache. Isn't that usually
what
you say?
A little panache with it, yes. And make sure you augment it with some Mickey's mustard. Some dumping sauce.
That is a great one if you're looking for a really good mustard, by the way.
Yeah, make sure you get you give O'Shawn a call and get some ordered. That's fantastic.
That's always a winner, winner. Can't go wrong there. And don't forget to bring some crackers with. All right, another option. You know, we all love our little smokies, but you know, you could also use those homemade sausages that you've made too. Only thing is if you are using your own homemade sausage and it hasn't been smoked, don't forget that you gotta cook it first, all right? But then after that, it's super easy. You grab the crock pot, spray it really well with some cooking spray, and then mix together a 10-ounce jar of grape jelly, one bottle of chili sauce, and then if you like a little kick, maybe a few jalapeno slices chopped up just to your liking and the heat level. But how easy is that? How often can you make up a really quick, delicious sauce with only two ingredients?
One of the things I love about Super Bowl versus the holidays that you mentioned, the holidays is very much sweets and chocolate and cookies, and that's great. But when we get to Super Bowl, it's more as man food, right?
Exactly.
I mean, because it's a lot of protein.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily saying it's that much better for you, but it's not so much sugar. And somebody like me who, if I get too much sugar, I, you know, we know what happens with that. But it's just a lot more protein because there's you know, chicken drummies and all that sort
exactly.
of stuff.
And I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of the foods, you always think about it, they kind of tend to be foods that pair well with different beers or brews.
Come on, let's be honest. Everything pairs well with beer. I mean, come on, cereal pairs well with beer as far as I'm concerned.
All right, so with that there sweet chili sauce recipe I gave you, otherwise if you don't have Smokies or your own homemade sausage on hand, yes, meatballs are a great way to add to it too. You could do that just as easily. Grab a frozen bag of pre-made meatballs from the grocery store on thaw and throw them in your crock pot, and there you have it. You have that as an appetizer. One last one is another idea, again, using those little Smokies or the homemade sausage, is to take that pre-packaged dough. I prefer crescent rolls, for example, but I will cut them extra thin. The strips, as you roll out that crescent roll dough, just cut them a little bit thinner and then wrap them around the little sausages, toss it in the oven to bake. And if you're needing to keep them warm during, you know, if you're taking this to an event or you're expecting company over, just use a crock pot again, but turn it on warm and they'll stay nice and warm. And there you have it. Another wonderful, tasty finger food. All right, got one more story before we hit the road, and it's along the feel-good side, and I'm trying to help all of you that are looking for love. There is a new dating trend. Single ladies are ditching their dating apps, and, you like that suspense, they're heading to Home Depot. That has become the new thing. Yes, the new dating strategy that is trending is women are dressing up a little more than usual to run those errands, and those errands are just happening to be at our local hardware stores.
Uh-huh.
These ladies tend to act maybe or look a little confused in the hardware aisles, hoping for that chance to meet eligible bachelors.
I think this is a great idea. Instead of the swipe right, swipe up, down, however you're supposed to swipe on those.
Yes.
Genius idea. So are you proposing that eligible bachelors should be making their way to said hardware stores or the local farm supply store?
Well, I'm just throwing that out there that they should maybe just keep their eye open a little bit. And
there may be a damsel in distress.
Exactly. And that's kind of how these ladies have been playing it as.
The hunted become the hunters.
Exactly. And at the same time, just think about this. They're also just as guilty of looking sideways, kind of sizing you up too, to see if they want you to approach them to help them with their situation.
Let's be honest. We're just trying to get everybody together.
But you want to know how big this is taking off? I looked up on TikTok, and there has been over 8 billion views this.
So you did
this dating trend. 8 billion views.
At first, I thought
this
was kind of funny.
This is the new thing for 2023. So then I started reading through some of the comments and found out that there was quite a few ladies that chimed in and said, absolutely, I've been married to my husband for 8 years. I found him at Home Depot. And then another.
And not just Home Depot. I mean, Lowe's or Menards.
We're using that as an example. Any farm store.
Symbolically, right?
Correct. Yeah. Any place that might have hardware, any of those types of places. But then on the flip side, I thought it was hilarious when I saw some gentlemen chiming in on this, and they said, just so you know, ladies, we have been strolling the aisles of Target for years doing the same
thing. They're missing each other. So, sporting goods stores.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Could go in the, you know, at this time of year in the ice fishing aisle, maybe.
Yes.
Or maybe you can meet in, look at here, we're putting love on everybody. Maybe you
we're
could
helping
meet,
you.
Yeah, you could meet in, say, maybe the bicycling aisle
there
because people
go.
Are getting the spring stuff up. Kaya.
There we are.
We are getting everybody in love.
We are helping everybody with their relationship goals for 2023.
What they need to do is, if any of this actually works out, we need to have some grand prize for them, something. If somebody can say, hey, I found love from this, we want to hear from them.
Please, if this works out for you, please do share
with
this. We would love to share this as a feel-good story. We're going to call this a wrap, folks. Thank you to my producer, sound engineer, co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. And as always, know that we sure do enjoy hearing from all of you in all the different parts of the country. So in doing so, please, we invite you to call or text in your area's field reports. That number again is 305-900-BEND. Again, 305-900-2363.
And that includes those romance reports.
Mm.
And I promise I have no need to go to and pick up lumber this week anyway. Just letting you know.
Oh my gosh. If you've missed part of this episode or you want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com, and be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. And as always, if you're looking to change things up for your next event, conference, award show, fishing tournament, be sure to consider giving us a call. Tigger and Beck, we'd love to entertain your crowd. Right? We could be auctioneering off the most eligible bachelor.
Okay, this is genius. Hold on. I'm writing all these ideas down.
Special thank you goes out to our partners, Ditalli Outdoors, About You Photography, Buckstorm, Little Rack Taxidermy, Mickey's Mustard, ToxicCalls.com, Wobble Oak Creek Outfitters, Atlas Tracks, Abrahamson Rodeo Company, RFD-TV, and the Cowboy Channel. And finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along with us two crazy cats. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.